Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with me in the studio one more day, and we thank it and praise God for life today. It's that fantastic prayer Friday that we present every Friday. Our intercessors are here today all lined up in queue, and we thank and praise God for each of them for being in place and ready to rock and roll on this wonderful Friday. Boy, I tell you, you have never seen every season in one day until you come to Michigan. Yesterday, it did everything the atmosphere could do. Lightning, thunder, snow, rain, ice, the whole nine yards, it went yesterday. I tell you, we live in a crazy environment. But I thank and praise God that through it all and all of the flood watching, all of the warnings of power outages, the Lord has kept us. Not one blink, not one outage have we incurred this year. And we thank and praise God for his keeping power, for watching over us, for letting the storm pass over the way he does, because he doesn't have to do that, do he? No, he doesn't. Praise the Lamb of God. But we thank and praise God that all is well. I want to thank all of you who prayed for little Jada Brown on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Just text message with Brett, and she is doing fine at home, getting better and better. And we thank and praise God for the prayers of the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. It's always a delight to know, praise the Lamb of God, that someone has your back in prayer, that someone is backing you, that someone is kind enough to take out of their day or their hour or whatever length of time it takes to talk to God about you and your affairs. And so we thank and praise God for each of you. There are others, praise the Lamb of God, who had some things going on that needed some intercession done on last night, and we thank God for you also. Then I want to thank God for those that was on the page last night. Boy, I got on the page and got ready to prophesy, and the Lord say, don't you do it tonight. Don't you do it. Praise the Lord. And I just grabbed my hands off the keys, and I said, oh, Lord, but my people. But I see that God had another voice and some other voices that he wanted to allow to speak on last night. And I want to say thank you to all of those that were on the page last night, praise the Lamb of God, giving prophetic utterances to your brothers and sisters in the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Then, of course, our intercessors on last night and those who were on the prayer line. Oh, my goodness, what a fiery prayer we had last night. Oh, yes, praise the Lamb of God. The prayers went forth on the prayer call last night, and we thank God, hallelujah, that we have some of the mightiest men and women. Yes, Lord, oh, my God, that you ever want to know. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who are listening to us, like to be a part of our live studio, you have prayer requests today. This is our prayer day, our official intercessory day. It's Friday, and you can call in today with your prayer request. Error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. Even though we don't know what's going to happen on this show, because I tell you, the Spirit moves, we move with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We just allow him to do whatever it is he desires to do in this day and time. My God, what an awesome God we serve. There is much to pray about across the world, across the land. Praise the Lord. I mean, just all types of violence is taking place. Hundreds and thousands of lives are going down in the grave. Praise the Lamb of God. And the majority of them are unsaved. That's going down in the grave. Praise the Lamb through these violent acts that's going on. Our cities are not safe. They're breaking in homes, breaking in on people while they're sleeping in their beds, going about their daily affairs. There's all types of things that's going on in our world that causes us to say we need to come together and pray. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time in our society. It's prayer time in our world. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, that Prophet Shakespeare is here praying for you all also, and hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that as we are praying together and touching and agreeing, that others, praise the Lamb of God, our hearts are like ours, knowing that our God, hear me good, our God is a prayer-hearing God. We have our first caller, just hit one on the dial. There we go, 313, who's calling?
Hey, Prophet, this is Brett. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Brett, good morning, man of God.
How are you?
We're blessed, man.
Yeah.
Man, you know, our prayer call, we moved it from Friday to Thursday, so right at the time you were at the hospital, our prayer call jumped off, and I dropped your name and Jada's name to the intercessors on last night. Praise the Lamb of God. So,
I'm thankful.
Thanking them. I didn't know that was you right there, but thank you.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all you all praying for us, and But the Lord showed me something yesterday through this whole experience concerning our kids and us not doing a good enough job. I'm not saying good enough job, but we could be doing a better and more efficient job as far as covering them in prayer in our own personal time and covering our children more with the blood and constantly speaking over their lives every day. As you was texting me, I was celebrating because God had, you know, we haven't, you know, the Lord has shut us down as a family and shut us down as far as dealing with our finances and being more frugal. So the Lord had just released something for us to relieve a lot of pressure off our family. And I was, as I was texting to you, I was celebrating, like, wow, God really moved in a mighty way. And I said, as soon as you text me, I got in the car and dropped a T in our lot. And but when we got to the hospital, what I saw was I saw her exposed. And I had a dream at the sanctuary 2 years ago about our family being exposed.
You turned your mic away.
Oh, sorry. About her being exposed and about our children being exposed, her private parts, the secret parts of our lives being exposed to the enemy, and and our family being exposed. And that thing really stuck with me real heavy last night as I was trying to, I was, like, really angry at the enemy last night. Like, this is getting ridiculous. You attacked me, now you're really going after my child. And it's not the first thing that has happened to her the last couple of weeks. But I knew that today going forth, that today I woke up empowered to say, let's pray even harder or all the more for our children and cover them in all those secret places. And the secret places that we are afraid to talk about, and their sexuality and their private parts, And every single area that we maybe neglect by just haphazardly just going day by day through our busyness and our days. So just going forth today, I'm excited about intercession Friday today because I'm charged today, man. I'm charged.
Well, man of God, we are happy to have you here. It just so happened you guys were on my heart a little heavier than normal. You know, I always pray for you guys, but yesterday just was, oh man, I was like, man, and I'm just saying, maybe I just miss Brett, so that's why I just text you and say, man, son, I miss you, you know? But you guys were really on me heavy, and I'm going, wow. So when you let me know, yeah, we good, Papa Shake, blah, blah, blah. So I was, and then it jumped off while we were texting each other, and that was just so ironic when I, you know, hindsight is 2020, and when I was considering, I said, you know, that was ironic that jumped off right there, and it jumped right off there, right at the time, all of this, and then you coming back today saying that God showed you, you know, even back then, that, you know, that we need to be in intercession because our children are exposed, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
There's so much that they're exposed to mentally, psychologically, spiritually, and we know carnally, physically, they're exposed to so much until it's just crazy via internet, television, cable, movies, this, that, and another. And they're not safe nowhere now. So it takes parental pastoring, I call it, praise the Lamb of God, parental pastoring, shepherding of our children and not being afraid to go in those private places or, for lack of a better term, those secret places of sexual sexuality, how they view life, you know, and this, that, and another, because we're shaping a different type of culture with all of this acceptance of everything that society wants us to accept, exposing our children to it without our permission, just saying, okay, just because, and I'm very serious, just because gay marriage is legal, then why does it have to be in every movie and every sitcom and what have you, and it's not just showing, it's not showing marriage, it's showing all kinds of monogamous relationships, even in on that level, and it's not fair. Hello, somebody, to everybody else, to just impose it on. just mm-hmm. bring it on and drop it on us. And so, but we still have to be the guardians. We must be the watchmen. We must be the gatekeepers to keep our children, to keep their heads straight, to give them proper understanding of life and what is God's will for their life. Praise the Lamb of God. That's our responsibility as parents. And the only way that is going to stay in the forefront of our mind is to stay in the forefront of our heart in prayer. We must, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, push forward in prayer to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that our children are covered in the blood of Jesus. It's of vital importance. We cannot overemphasize Satan is seducing, and he's bringing them into captivity, praise the Lamb of God, and a new wave of bondage is coming off. There's new lyrics in songs now. That's in homosexuality now. There's new lyrics that's coming forth in our music to say it's okay. Yes. And we must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Pray for and be with our children. We got another caller. Let's see what this is. Erico 708, your mic is hot.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's calling today?
It's Pastor Brad.
How you doing, sir?
All right, and how are you?
We are blessed.
That's good. I was listening to you. You were talking about the homosexuality, and they have it in high schools, because they have it in the high school that I work at called the GSA, which is the Gay Straight Alliance.
Wow. You got a lot of wind in your background, but you must be outside. But so you say that's a gay something alliance?
Gay, they call it the GSA, which is called the Gay Straight Alliance.
The Gay Straight Alliance. I don't know how gay and straight is together. That gay straight. Can you give me an understanding of that?
Well, what they're trying to do, they're trying to, with those young people who are in that lifestyle, they're trying to get the those that they consider straight, trying to get them to come together along with the with these that's in the lesbianism and the homosexuality, trying to get them to bridge to come together and just be together and try to get them to accept their lifestyle.
Wow. See, this is my thing is, when you say accept my lifestyle, what does that mean? When you say accept my lifestyle, now first, when we first get introduced to homosexuality, it's not introduced to us as a lifestyle; it's introduced to us as a sexual preference.
Right.
At least that's the way it had always come off in my community, as a sexual preference. A man like a man or a woman like want to be with a woman. That's the way it came off. It didn't come off as a lifestyle, an alternative lifestyle. When you say lifestyle, you're talking about a culture then. You're talking about from dress to foods we eat to places we go, what I admire, what I don't admire. That's a whole conglomerate of things that seduces the mind to be like me, because that's what happens in culture. Culture is altered through vocabulary, the words that they present to you and allow to circulate in your community is what you take on, the foods that you're exposed to, the clothes, the type of clothes that you wear. All of this it gravitates to developing a culture. So what they're saying is there's a way for us to blend our culture. And my thing is, why do I need to another culture on top of my culture? I'm already cultured. I'm straight. So what are you telling me, to loosen up a bit? Acceptance of a person does not mean that I have to blend with them. See, that's a line has to be drawn. To accept you, to say, okay, you are homosexual, I can accept that, and that means I don't hate you, I'm not a hate monger, and this, that, and another, but I'm not going to let you infringe your homosexuality on my daughter or my son or my grandchild. See, that's beyond acceptance.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs. Now let's wake up to what really is happening here. That's not copacetic with me.
Mm-hmm.
That you want to alter our lifestyles because you have chosen to be something else. So you want everybody to jump on your bandwagon with you. I'm not jumping.
Amen.
And I don't have to hate you not to jump. Just because I don't like football don't mean that I want to go out and shoot football players. Or because I don't watch hockey. I don't hate hockey. It just don't appeal to me the way football and basketball does. So I mean, you look at that, and you have to come to grips with yourself that if they have these societies going on in our high schools and our grammar schools and what have you, then they're doing something that's as unconstitutional as we trying to take gays and bring them in and make them straight. Now, if you're doing that, it's a crime. If I'm doing that, it's a crime. If I'm bringing gays in and saying, we're going to make you all straight through a process of counseling, exposure, and resistance, whereas that we're not going to let you be exposed to that lifestyle and that culture. We got a different group for you to hang with and different and blah, 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 blah. Now I'm a hate monger and I hate gays and I want to turn gays around and this, that, and another. And that's something wrong with me. But you can have a gay straight community in the high school without sending out permission slips to the parents to say, would you or would you not like your child to participate? I see an infringement upon my governmental rights and my children. What gives you that right to do that? Hello, somebody. Pastor, you gone, Brad?
No, I'm still here, Pastor. I hear you.
No, I'm just saying we have to look deeper because it's deeper than just acceptance of love. I can love you as a person, and that's what we must get to. I don't love you as a homosexual. I love you as a person. You are a person. You are a human being. I love all people. But I don't have to love your lifestyle. There's nowhere in the Bible that says that. Okay.
Yeah.
It's right now, who can argue that? All right, we got another caller. Ooh, this is good. Thank you for calling in today, y'all. Error code 773. I think this is Prophet Darrell Saunders.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you, Apostle, this morning?
I am blessed, man of God. We're in a conversation here concerning this
wonderful conversation.
What our children are being exposed to at such a young age, praise the Lamb of God. And, you know, it's one thing, man, to embrace people and love people without wanting them to change their anything, praise the Lamb of God, and whatever change happens, it happens because of the God change. And that's, you know, that's what the love of God is about. God exposes us to his love, and then he lets you make the change. God don't force you to make a change. He allow you to make a change whether or not you want to come in to his family and whether or not you want to be loved by him. That's what God does. That's a God thing. Mm-hmm. We must understand that. But because God loves you, don't mean God loves what you're doing. Hello?
You know what, Apostle? You know what, Apostle?
Yes.
I agree with everything. And I cannot disagree, but I agree with everything that has been said. But we as believers have to come to grips that those are those lost souls. They are lost searching. They are searching. Like when I was coming home from, matter of fact, I was on my way to church one day. And these two ladies, I always saw them, but they never said anything to me. This is about 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
These young ladies, they are homeless ladies. They said, do you know why the homosexual spirits are able to go to church and still be in homosexuality? I said, no, ma'am. She said, they are angels that have fell from heaven trying to search their way back. But the spirit of homosexuality has overtaken them, and they don't know how to shake it. It has been a spirit, and see, we're not dealing with the natural man. We are dealing with these spirits. And
so they told you that.
They told you that
the homosexual spirit is a fallen angel spirit?
That's what they told me, Apostle.
And what Bible they read that in?
I don't know what Bible they read.
Because that's not scripture at all. That's nowhere in the scripture. That's nowhere in the Bible. They made that up. They made that up. Nowhere that God calls any angel or anything a homosexual. Nowhere.
That's true.
The truth of the matter is, angels are sexless beings.
Yes,
the truth of the matter. Are sexless beings. And we need to get a grip on this.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, this is foolishness that, I mean, it's the same principle, Pastor Brad, it's the same principle. If monkey was evolving into monkeys, into humans, why are they not evolving into humans now?
Exactly.
If we came from the monkey evolved into a human, stood up and started walking and got intelligent, what stopped the process? Why are they not doing it now? And the same thing about homosexuality. When it comes down to angels or angels having sex and angels having babies. If angels, fallen angels, could have sex with people and have babies, where are these babies now? Why they ain't having babies now? Where is the angel hospital where the little angel babies are born? What is stopping them now? See, it's just some common sense questions.
Right.
Some common sense questions will give you an answer. Well, I guess Satan called them all back and say, okay, we ain't going to have no more kids. We all going to get vasectomies. Come on.
What?
Come on. Where is the angels that's having sex and has sexuality in this now? Now, let me tell you what the truth of the matter is, that Satan's entire spirit is perversion.
Yes, sir.
I mean, to rebel against God is perversion.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. To prevail
That's
against
right.
anything that God has laid down is perverted. To change
That's
the
right.
order of, the true order of anything is perversion. That's what perversion is.
Mm-hmm.
When you change the rightful order of anything,
mm-hmm.
that's perversion. Hello, light bulbs. We give it names, homosexuals. We give it names, gays and lesbians. It's perversion. It's the distortion of what is right.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to infuse darkness into light.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to make up, down, and down, up, in, out, and out, in. That's what perversion
yep.
is. To
That's
go against
right.
the natural order.
That's right.
So when we look at it in its simplest tense, praise the Lamb of God, then we see that this is a whole lot of pre-planned propaganda and marketing to bring us into subjection to a sodomy and Gomorrah lifestyle.
Yep. That's
true.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
It's a seduction.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Ooh,
it's
yeah.
a new style of Plymouth Rock being landed on top of our heads.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. It's a new type of bondage. It goes against the natural order of God. And then what's so crazy about it is two people who can't have kids together, no kind of way, because they're the same sex, want to go out and adopt a child.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll let one of them go have sex with somebody else to have a baby, to get pregnant, so that they can raise a child in a homosexual home.
Jesus.
See, that's all messed up. That is stupid. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend, and you and her, two women, stand together. All of a sudden, she want a baby, and so you're going to let her go sleep with a man and get pregnant so that y'all can have a baby. How perverted is that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
Because it goes against everything. Okay. I don't like me, but you know, if you come on here, I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth.
The truth.
Help me, God. You're going to get it right here. You're on the right show for
truth.
It. Lamb of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm going to tell it like a T-I-S-T is. And we need to cover and pray for our young people, but then we need to teach them what is
yes.
right and what is wrong.
And what is wrong. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
Not teaching them to hate it, but teach them that's wrong.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And you can love people without doing what they do.
That's true.
I love my brother. He even claimed Jesus now, and they say he's been claimed for a long time. But he was on crack. I loved him, but I never smoked a crack pipe with him. And you ain't got to do what they do. Why you ain't smoke no crack with him and you love him? Because I know it's wrong. And I know the devastating effects of it because I've studied it. So we're not saying don't love people. But I love people enough to be an example
mm-hmm.
of what is right.
Hallelujah.
Mama used to tell us stuff like, "Is all the first thing you need to do to help poor people is not be one of them."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't help poor people by being poor. You got to be at least a step up to help them up. Hello, light bulbs. So our prayers must be directed in this way. Our prayers must be centered and geared in this way so that we can bring the Holy Spirit in to help the infirmities, to help that we can't. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praying for our children is one thing, but sitting your child down and talking to them and showing them the right ways, showing them what is right. Hallelujah. And daddies being boyfriends to their little girl, to their daughters.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Hugging your daughter and holding your child and kissing on her and telling her you love her and she your girlfriend. Yes. That's the first step with the girls. Then mama need to do that with the boys. Then dad need to constantly and consistently make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that his son is being, for the lack of a better word, strengthened. We use the term hardened. But toughen up so he can face the woes of society. And let him know that a stronger man is the man that says no to wrong. And yes to right. And that you don't have to do what other people do in order to be accepted or order to be cool. Show them a new cool. Show them a more excellent way. Show them the perfect law of God. Oh, yeah, it's quiet on the set. Boy, we ain't had a woman come on yet. I wonder what's wrong. The girls don't want to talk to us today. It's Men's Day or something? We declare today Men's Day. We don't want to talk about this. I see. What's wrong with our women? What's wrong? Uh-oh, they lighten up now. They lighten up now. Oh, boy, look, they all the way down now. Let me see. 864, Sylvia.
Yes, Prophet. Hello, everyone.
What you got to say, Sylvia?
I'm just here, Prophet. I was just listening and enjoying and learning. He's going to let the men have the floor today.
Oh, you're going to let the men have the floor today? Oh, no, that ain't going to wait a minute. Let me get one of your sisters over here. All right, let me see. Erica 586, your mic hot. Who's calling?
Good afternoon, Jafia. How are you?
All right, come on, lay it on down. We here. What you got to say about it?
I was just listening, and I'm so glad that you're talking about this. It needs to be exposed. It needs to be taught. It needs to be exposed, number one. And we cannot tolerate this type of lifestyle as Christians. We need to stand out. We need to show that we have a backbone. We have to make sure that we know who we are, who we belong to, and do not be scared when somebody else showing who they are. We have to reflect who God is into this earth. And I'm glad you're touching the base with that right now. So.
You just touched on a real vital point when you talk about fear and what have you, and I think it's noteworthy because Brother Brett he touched on it also. It is noteworthy for us to say this, that the way they're doing this, they make you feel uncomfortable for mm-hmm. not accepting and participating. They make you
right.
feel awkward and trying to make us feel awkward, like we wrong
right.
for being straight.
Right.
And that's what they're doing in this school.
Right, and like you said, they're making us feel inferior because everywhere you can't watch a decent show tonight. And if you like something on TV, somewhere down the line it's be exposed to you, and then there goes the show, you're not going to watch it because it's not what you want to bring into your home, because what you watch on TV is in your atmosphere of your living room. And everywhere you go, you can't hide from it. And they make you squint sometimes because you feel, like you said, inferior, like I'm wrong. And that's perverted because it forces you, it's twisting you around. It's like it's to make you wrong now. The right is wrong and wrong is right. And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
You all are not going to believe this, but I just looked up at CNN and across the screen it says, no gays allowed. We do not serve gays. The question, and it's right on the screen, they talking about it on CNN. The question really boils down to religious freedom. Our religious freedom allows us, supposedly, to live in this Christian country as Christians according to the mandates of the Bible. We are supposed to be able to practice the scriptures.
Right.
Now, this is what we need to be really watching satanically going on behind the scenes. That they're trying to change the laws of God.
Yes.
They're really changing the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what they're trying to change. And every time you get a new translation of the Bible,
exactly.
It has watered down the word homosexual.
Yeah.
Now, when you go to the old King James, it'll tell you, we know that no homosexual will enter in to the kingdom of God. It tells you that.
It's an abomination.
Point.
Yes.
It don't tell you God gonna hate him. It say this thing God hates. He hates perversion.
Yes.
It's any perverted way.
Yes.
And it's beyond sexuality, as I pointed out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He hates any perverted way that goes against the natural order of things. The way that he created it for our good and for his good pleasure. It's good for man, that's what he said. And when he made man a woman, he said, she's good for man.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yep.
And he didn't make nothing in between. Okay. Y'all don't like me. It's all right.
Loving it.
No problem.
He didn't make nothing in between.
We need it.
He didn't make nothing. Now, if it's my preference that I want to go both ways, then that's my preference. And if that's my preference, then I got to live with the godly consequences of it.
Right.
And that's a rumbling judgment.
Hmm.
Hello.
Amen.
I didn't write the Bible. This country was built on it. But for votes and popularity, they'll throw the Bible in the fire and burn it.
Yep.
For votes, popularity, and money, they'll throw the Bible in the fire and burn it.
Jesus.
They'll make laws soon for us not to be able to read them, study out of them, or teach it, and they will shut down churches, close the doors on them.
That's only if the church ain't praying.
We must stand for what we know is God's law. What we know is oracles. What we know is his precepts. What we know is his statutes. And we must be willing to suffer for it. Because they're willing to suffer for it.
Yeah.
They are willing to go all the way, protest, stoned, everything, in order for their way to go over. In order to get the government to say, accept us, accept our lifestyle, accept our culture, we want to dress like women? What gives you the right to do it? In front of children who can't make a decision on what you are.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Amen.
You are unidentifiable in their eyes. They
yeah.
don't know if you're a man or a woman.
Yeah.
What gives you that right to infringe that on children?
Yeah.
Go in your house and put on a dress and walk around in it.
Not just children, on me too.
How about the way we feel when we see it? How about
right.
the disdain that's in heterosexuals when we see all of this perversion, men standing on the street with their tongues in each other's mouth? Women in boots and clothes, got their hair cut, sunglasses on, and everything, doing their best, suppressing
yeah.
their breath and everything
yeah.
to, as a man. How do you think that makes us feel?
Right.
Who cares about our feelings?
I think that's at the point right now where they try to make the heterosexual community feel as if when we come against these things, as if we're wrong. Like, well, why are you
right.
judging us now? And change
right.
it. Like,
yeah.
like trying to use it on the back end. So that's another thing that's being risen against us. When we protest against them, we rise up and say something. They want to make it feel as if we're not supposed to say anything. We're going to compare it to civil rights, or we're going to compare it to what black
exactly.
people went through slavery, and there's no comparison to it.
Exactly what they
no
did.
There's none. Yeah.
There's no comparison.
But we also have to be mindful that we're teaching our children the right things in the right way. We don't want to become violent. We don't want to take it into the natural. We got to bring it and keep it into the spirit. If we are praying people, we start with our households and we start with our communities across
yes.
the nation, across the world,
yes.
because we don't want to do what the other company did by saying gays are not allowed. We don't need that. We need people who are going to pray and bring the spirit out of them and take the spirit out of them and send them to the pit of hell and save that person and send them back to Jesus where they rightfully belong. This is what we need to do. We don't need no more protesting or violence, any more shed of blood, because God's not going to be pleased with any of us.
No, the bloodshed is not the way. Love is the way. It's the same answer for it, and that's love. We accept
right.
your We accept your flaw. We accept your weakness. We accept it. But we accept
right.
to help you also to be what God created.
Yes.
Exactly.
And be strong. And be strong and confident in how we approach it.
But
want to
be what God created you.
Mm-hmm.
Why should you want to be less than what God created you when he created you the best?
Yes, and what I don't understand is, like what you mentioned earlier, common sense. Two men and two women cannot reproduce. You're already going against God when he said he wants you to be fruitful and multiply. How is that not registering to them that neither one of them can produce a child? Okay, you can adopt, but after the adoption line is empty, then what?
Law forbidden them to adopt. I'm telling you, now that law should be in place
yeah.
that you can't adopt. That law should be in place.
Yeah.
How are you going to just take a baby that's somebody else's child and then just raise it with two men walking around the house acting like husband and wife?
Right,
then
that's
when
confusion.
Go outside, he sees Johnny, who lives across the street, who got a mom and a dad.
Right.
Now you didn't confuse him.
Yeah.
How come everybody else got a female and a male as parents, and you all are the same, but y'all act like a man and a lady? What's going on here?
Right. And then when he takes biology class, they teach you how children are born. He don't comprehend how did I come out of my mother, my two fathers.
Hey, Prophet.
Yeah.
So far we've caught out a lot of
yeah.
situations and things that's going on so far, and I'm sensing in the spirit with so many powerful prayer people on the phone right now that we begin buying these things.
Yeah, we're going
out and calling them up.
Yes, we do need to pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
How are we going to line these prayers up? We need to really have some focus on these prayers. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know we want to cover the children in the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We recognize that. Praise the Lamb of
yes.
God. We want the children of the kingdom. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
The seed of the righteous. We want them
yes.
covered in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number
yes.
two.
Yes.
God. We need,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God, for the eyes of the believers to be open.
Yes.
Hello, light bulb.
Yes.
Amen.
Eyes to believers be enlightened that we can see the plot of the enemy to rob, steal, to kill, and to destroy. Same program. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we need the boldness to witness. Because
mm-hmm.
nothing's going to change this world but save people.
Amen.
And it's time for the saints to start saving some people. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Brother Brett, you are up to bat.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We bless your name on today, God. Oh, God, we exalt you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Oh, God, that woke us up this morning, Father, that covers us, Father God, that renews and restores, oh, God. And we praise your holy name for your grace and the mercy, Father God, that follows us in front of us and goes behind us, oh, God. We thank you, Father, for each and every person, Father God, who has called in today, Father God. We thank you for each and every intercessor, Father God, who have prepared themselves mentally, Father God, to armor themselves up, Father God, for battle on today, Father God. And we praise your holy name, Father God, for each and every person, Father God. I pray right now, God, that our hearts, Father God, are open, Father God, and our spirits are willing, Father God, to pray the prayer that you want us to pray on today, Father God. Decrease us, Father God. Increase you, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit,
Jesus.
Father God, run through each and every person, Father God, connected on this line right now, Father God, so we may be on one accord, Father God, that we may pray the prayers, Father God, that have effectiveness, Father God, in the kingdom, Father God, and effective in this carnal and destructive world, oh God. We pray right now, God, for strength right now, God, and I pray right now, Father God, that you cover our families, oh God. Oh, God, strengthen the head and the households, Father God. Oh, God, open our eyes, Father God. Father, give us,
thank
Father
you,
God, a carnal and a keen vision, Father God, to battle against, Father God, spiritual wickedness, Father God, and the principalities,
yes,
Father God, that are set up to destroy the children of God. Oh, God, I pray right now,
yes, God.
Oh, God, for Prophet Shakespeare, Father God, and every leader right now, Father, connected to PSMI, oh, God,
Jesus.
I plead the blood over their lives, Father God, and I pray right now, Father God, that you give them proper, Father God, guidance and wisdom, Father God, so, God, to lead the ministry, Father God, to where it needs to go, God. We come right now, Father God, and we battle and bind anything, Father God, is attacking our children, Father God. Oh, God, things are being exposed, oh, God, and I pray right now a shield of protection on our daughters and our sons,
yes,
Father
God.
I pray right now, Father,
yes,
oh, God,
Jesus.
For the truth, Father God, to be exposed for our children, Father God, that they may see truth, Father God, but that they may see the light, Father God, the truth and the light that, Father,
yes,
comes through you, oh, God. And we praise your holy name on today, Father God. Oh, God, build us up, Father God, in the most holy faith, Father God, that we may stand strong, Father God, in this battle, oh, God. Oh, God, give us strength, oh, God. Give us wisdom, oh, God. Oh, God, give us the knowledge that we need, Father God, to be, oh, God, to be parents, Father God, to be leaders, oh, God. God, to be able to walk in the ministry gifts that you have assigned us for, Father God. Line us up, Father God. Oh, God, have your way, Father God. Oh, God, we come against confusion and backlash, God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Oh, God, we bind darkness, Father God. Oh, God, we come against deception right now, God. Oh, God, we come against, Father God, oh, God, any confusion right now, Father God, and our parents, oh, God. Give them sound minds, Father God, and a clean heart, Father God. Renew a contrite spirit in us, oh, God. Oh, God, give us wisdom and focus on today, oh, God. Oh, God, we praise your holy name, and we glorify you, Father God. We give you the name, the praise, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Come on, Ophelia. Come on, baby. Keep praying.
Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Father God, we give you glory, give you honor on this day. Father God, we ask you to continue to pour your spirit over us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to anoint your believers, Father God, with the spirit of the eye of God in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you, no more shall we walk with our eyes wide shut, Father God, ignorant to the world in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to give us revelation, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, expose all that's not of you, Father God, that we can see afar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that it will not trip us, Father God, that it will not startle us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, but we will be ready for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. With the weapons, Father God, which we understand is not against the flesh, Father God, against the spirit, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We are fully clothed in your armor, Father. We are cloaked in your anointing, Father God. We stand strong, Father God. We shall not be moved. We are planted by the rivers of water in the magnifying name of Jesus. We will not fear the shadow of death in the magnifying name of Jesus. We know who we are and who we belong to, Father God. We ask you to shake open and shake your believers, Father God. Wake them up from slumber. Wake them up from sleep in the name of Jesus, Father God. Get their mind prepared. Renew them, Father God. Put a fresh wind over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you to pour the spirit of endurance and perseverance in them, Father God. The spirit of boldness in them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up worry. We bind up fear. We bind up unbelief and doubt in the name of Jesus. We bind up low self-esteem in the name of Jesus. We don't worry about what naysayers have to say in the name of Jesus. All we have to worry about what God say. We walk forward, Father God. We stand on the wall, Father God, because you appointed and anointed each and every one of us, Father God, to do the will of the Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask you to rise up the spirit of weakness in us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of timidity. We bind up the spirit of passiveness in the name of Jesus, Father God. We will not be shaken in our boots, Father God. We ask you for us to go into the Bible, and we need to devour it in the name of Jesus like a piece of bread, Father God, that when they come to us, we are ready with the sword of the Lord thy God in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We seek you, Father God. Continue strengthening your believers, Father God. Continue anointing them. Continue raising them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Pour your spirit of love in us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Regardless of what we see and what we hear, we will respond in love and love only. Father, we will respond in love and love only in the name of Jesus. Love cover the multitudes of sin, Father God. We want to be like you, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. We ask you on this day, Father God, to pour your spirit out on your believers, Father God. Open our eyes, Father God. Remove the veil, Father God. Take the sticks out of our ears, Father God, and the stones out of our hearts, Father God. We seek you, Father God, because there's none like you, Father God. You are the great I am, the sustainer, the redeemer. And we bow our heads before you and yield it and say, Father, have your way, Father God. Wherever you said we must go, we will go. Whatever we must say, we will say. No more shall we hide, Father God. All the world, Father God, came out the closet, but the Christians still stuck inside. No more, Father God. We are the ones coming out the closet. We are opening up our shades and our windows. Hallelujah. You're going to tear the roof off if we have to, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, we ask you to employ us, Father God. Strengthen us, Father God, with your spirit. Boldness in the name of Jesus, Father God, with our flags waving above our heads in the name of Jesus. The army of God must stand. The army of God must stand. We shall not waver in the magnifying name of Jesus. There is no gray area in the army of God. Have your way with us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, I tell you, my God, we got to keep this prayer going. Sylvia, I need you, baby girl, to come on and pray and cover, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Brett mentioned the secret places of our children. Hallelujah. The secret places. Hallelujah. We need to pray for their hearts, their minds, their psychics. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, Sylvia.
Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we come humble before you, Lord. Oh, God, just asking you, Lord, to cover our children, God, your children, Lord. For you said, suffer not the children to come unto me, God. Oh, so, Father, we remind you, Lord, that they are yours, oh, God. Oh, Father, cover their minds and their hearts, oh, God. Cover their spirits, oh, God. Oh, Father, the music, oh, God, the TV, oh, God, the games, oh, God. Oh, God, let those things not soak into their spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, cover them with the Holy Spirit, God,
in
the anointing, God. Cover them, oh, Lord, under the blood of Jesus,
only
oh, God.
You can.
Oh, Father, keep their minds, oh, God, even at a tender age, oh, God. Keep them, oh, Lord. Oh, Father, we bind up that spirit of perversion, oh, God, that spirit of rejection, oh, God, that comes to tell your children, oh, God, that they're not loved, oh, God. Oh, God, that you don't love them, oh, God. And, God, that if they've done this or that, oh, God, that you will reject them, God. But, Father, flood them with your love, oh, God. Oh, God, even in the midnight hours, God, begin to minister to your children upon their beds, oh, God. Oh, Father, we anoint them right now, God. We mark them for the kingdom of the living God, the great I am that I am. Oh, Father, they are yours, oh, God. They were yours before the womb, oh, God. So, Father, we call them back unto you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we bind the enemy hand off them in the schools, in the marketplace, oh, God. Oh, God, even in their homes, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, right now, God, that they're covered in their own homes, oh, God. Oh, God, that they're protected in their own homes, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that anything that try to come up against them, oh, God, will not be able to affect them because of the blood of Jesus. Oh, it will not be able to penetrate them, God, their heart, mind, or spirit, oh, God. They will be kept unto you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that your children, oh, God, we're raising them up, oh, God, to seek you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we speak and decree and declare, Lord, that they shall live and proclaim your name, oh, God. They shall have their innocence, God. It shall not be taken away from them, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Cover them over their homes, God. Oh, God, their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, in the schools when other kids are talking about this or that, God, protect their little tender minds and their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, even at that tender age, oh, God, let them stand for you, oh, God. Let them stand for righteousness, God, even though they might not understand it completely, oh, God. But, God, they're separated unto you, oh, God. They are the remnant, oh, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory and the praise, oh, God. Right now, God, we thank you in advance for your children, God, for the next generations, God. Oh, God, they shall serve you, God. They shall walk in kingdom, God. So anoint their feet, oh, God, that they can't go to this place or that place, Lord, because they're set aside for you, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for every child, God. Oh, even those that are not born, oh, God. Oh, God, we claim them right now for your kingdom, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that those that might be in homes or shelters, oh, God, protect them even in that environment, God. Protect their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, cover them, oh, God. Oh, God, we lift up our own individual families to you, Lord. Our children, oh, Lord, that might have went astray, oh, Lord. Call them back in, oh, God. Oh, God, from the north, south, east, and west, oh, God. Oh, God, let the enemy not be able to speak into their ears, oh, God. Oh, God, so cover their ears, oh, God, that his words will fall to the ground, oh, God. It will not even take root, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God. We give you the glory and the praise, God. We thank you, Lord, that every nasty spirit, oh, God, everything that's coming up against your children, oh, God, it shall fail, oh, God. It shall not take root, God. And your children, Lord, they shall have a husband, oh, God, and a wife, oh, God, and they shall be able to reproduce after you, God. Oh, God, that they may subdue the earth, oh, God. Oh, Father, for you have given us the power and the authority, oh, Lord, to rule, oh, God, on this earth, God. So, Father, we take our rightful place in the kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, speaking forth your word, oh, God, speaking forth righteousness and holiness, oh, God. Oh, God, we take it back to the old way, oh, God. Your word, oh, God. For your word shall stand, O God. It shall not pass away, O God. They can no longer water down your word, O God. But your word, God, should build up in your children, O God. O God, that it will be a fountain of water unto them, O God. That it will be life to them, O God. Even now, O God, we decree it and declare it, God. O God, we thank you in advance, God. Every lying spirit, you're cursed at the root. Every negative spirit, you cursed at the root. Every low self-esteem spirit, you're cursed at the root. And we send you back to the pits of hell. The Father's children shall live and walk in obedience and peace.
Yes,
oh, God, and they shall serve you, God, with their whole hearts, God. We thank you now, God, for their innocence, Lord.
Jesus.
Keep them, oh, Lord, all the days of their life, oh, Lord, that they may follow hard after you, Lord, that they may proclaim your name, oh, God, to the generations to come, oh, God. Oh, God, let us raise the standard up, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you now. No longer will we take the back seat, God. Oh, God, that we'll war, oh, God, on the front line in the battle, oh, God, for we know, Lord, that you are with us, oh, God. Oh, Father, we give you the glory and the praise and the honor that's due your name, and we say thank you, Lord, for victory is surely yours, God. Victory is surely ours, God, because of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, and we give you the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Jesus. Amen.
Bless you, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Daniel, granddaughter, your mic is open. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got to do, but I want to raise questions. This is really good. This is really good, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And it needs to be addressed by our community. Praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic community, the Christian community. We need to address this issue, praise the Lamb of God. The question now is, since we all agree, praise the Lamb of God, that the rights that anybody should have is human rights. One of the problems, the stigmas in America that hurts is we have to make up all of these laws for various societies within, including the black community, when in fact, praise the Lamb of God, the laws that were made for the black community were not made safe to say, you know, I can walk through this door and I can just go in here and get a sandwich when I want to, but it was made so that harm would not come to us for living in a community. Harm would not come to us for drinking water out of a fountain or this, that, and another. And for what schools integration and all of that took that came about. I'm saying those are human laws. Praise the Lamb of God. Those are really humane laws that should be applied for every human being. For every human being. For every human being should be able to have the same level, praise the Lamb of God, of acceptance that anybody else have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. However, praise the Lamb of God, it must be kept in a context, whereas that it remains the way, praise the Lamb of God, and the order, praise God, that God has ordained it. Not that we're creating laws for all of this, because Nate, all you got to do, you can have Satan worshipers can walk up tomorrow and say, well, we want laws to say that we can burn crosses in the street wherever we want. We want laws to say that we can have human sacrifices. They are kids. There's a whole gamut of things that can come out of all of these different societies who want to be recognized, you know. And then next, the adulterers can jump up and say, well, we think it's all right if we sleep with two or three different people and should have them all in the same bed without a problem. I mean, you can bend and distort all the laws of God. This is my question now that I want to pose. What position, prophets, prophetess, and all alike, what position is the position of the church? How does the church position itself? All your mics are open. Those of you who are listening to me, if you want to say something, praise the Lamb of God, you can call in at area code, praise the Lamb of God. Let me give you the number, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. You can call in, praise the Lamb of God, and be a part of our listening audience. All you have to do is put one on your dial, and we will hear what you have to say. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm asking those on our panel today, what is the position of the church? What position should we take as the church and as believers? Who want to jump in the fire?
Well, I would say, this is Brett. I would say that as a believer, we should be first and foremost setting the standard as believers, as a church. But we've distorted so much and challenged in so many areas to try to compromise. We talk about, and we talk to youth talk about us as believers not compromising. And at some point, I don't know how much more, what thing, I think every individual person, every individual family that combines to create the whole church is going to have an aha moment. It's one or another. You're going to either say something that's going to happen in your life, or you're going to say, look, I'm taking a stand on this thing, yay or nay. And as for me and my household, this is the way it's going to be. And the people that's connected to me, this is the way it's going to be, or you're not going to be connected to me. And if I'm if the doctrine is not, if the doctrine is changing to be making compatible for those who want to believe what they want to believe, then you're going to have to make a change, a decision. So we have to step up.
I'm serious, man. You're breaking up.
Father God, I plead the blood over this phone line in the name of Jesus.
But our point well taken. The flip side of that question, though, is that we must consider the fact that
but your words be heard in the name of Jesus.
Number three is because of confusion. These three things, praise the Lamb of God, has been a ongoing stigma in the psychic and in the hearts of people who have turned to homosexuality. A lot of them, many of them, because of rejection. So I'm pointing out not flaws and what have you. I'm pointing out,
hallelujah, Jesus,
these people are hurting. They have inner hurts that have never been healed. They have scars that have never been ministered to. And one of the reasons why is because they have had to be in secret about who offended them, who rejected them. A lot of them is their parents. I was watching last night a small portion of the life of Richard Pryor last night.
Jesus.
His mother was, a prostitute running a brothel, and his father was a pimp. His own
child about the age of 13. He had a kid, but the girls, they argue all the time. That is a whole bunch. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you speaking, but I can't hear your words. It's all muffled a little bit.
Yeah, I'm hearing yours sound the same way.
Okay,
This whole idea, I think, let me see, I think somebody, no, well, we'll get down to that. I see you people who phones are lit up. You want to come on? I'm going to light up your phone. Praise the Lamb of God. But we must come to a place of understanding the church's position. Where should we be and where should the line be drawn? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go. I want to talk to somebody that haven't been had a chance to talk. Granddaughter, you here? You haven't said a word all day. Would you like to speak on this? Granddaughter? Shatwan? Maybe I'm calling out the error code. It's not her. Error code 331. Are you there? All right. Then let me go to the next person here. Error code 313. Let me see if you're coming in. Boy, they really messing up these phones. This system is being jacked up, and I think it's a thing. Yeah, I think it's really an attack. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
It's that. But they could keep on attack. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl, are you here with us?
Yes, sir, Pastor, I'm here.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Now. Okay, so now they went down the line. The other ones can't get on for whatever their reasons are. They just won't let them on. Praise the Lamb of God. But we all that's here. What is your take? Prophet Daryl, just jump in here with me. What is your take on where you think the church should stand?
The church, me as being walking into pastorship, you know, I think that we just need to continue to fast and pray. Because, see, first and foremost, Apostle, we need to recognize and realize that we are living in the end times. We are living in the last days, according to Revelation. And things are not going to get better. They're just going to get worse. So only thing we have to do as being believers is keep the charge that God has charged us with as being leaders in the body of Christ is to continue to pray for them, continue to pray that they come into the knowledge and the truth. Amen. And see, a lot of people, the Bible says, in the last days there will be a great falling away. And we are at a time that there is already a great falling away. People are falling away to fornication, to adultery, to homosexuality, all this other stuff. But us as being kingdom dwellers and kingdom builders, we're supposed to be fasting and praying for them, praying that they would turn around and come back into the fold. You know, it just behooves us to get our household will be ready. Us as being pastors, we are we are supposed to continue to teach and preach the word of God. But we have to make sure that we are teaching them the truth and not watering it down.
All right. I agree with you. I also say that the house, the church house, the church as a whole needs to be orientated, if you would, to understand the church's position concerning this alternative lifestyle, since that's the softer name for it. But this is the mindset. All right, I got Jimmy sitting here. I got Billy sitting here.
And I got Mother Jones sitting here, and I got choir member Sally and Michelle sitting here. These are the members of the church. All right. A homosexual walks down the aisle to join church that is an obvious homosexual due to dress and demeanor and, you know, whatever. And, of course, there's always going to be somebody that's going to look and say whatever they're going to say or whatever they're going to think. If the church is not on one accord about the reconciliation issue, and this is what I want to really, really open your hearts and minds to. So everybody, listen to me good. Preach repentance from dead works and repentance of sin and all of these other things, praise the Lamb of God, that is listed, then, brothers and sisters, our preaching is vain.
Right.
We're just collecting people to be a member of our social club. But if we're going to change, then it has to be the ministry of repentance. Salvation and repentance must be explained to them, and not this fly-by-night pulling them off in the closet, and in 3 minutes they come back smiling, shaking hands with everybody, and they're members of the church, then you don't see them no more. I submit that 80% of the revolving door of the church is because the person never got saved in the first place. And it's it's the negligence on the part of the church, on the part of leadership in the church, that salvation is not being offered to these people in a way that they understand their position in God when they came to the church. That their position is total condemnation. You're on your way to hell unless you repent of your sins. Unless you repent, unless you have a change of heart. And when you have a change of heart and your heart is broken and contrite, that's when the Holy Spirit works to invoke change that will cause you to be a part of the Overcomers Club. And this is what's wrong in our churches. We join church on a whim.
Mm-hmm.
We come up, shake the preacher's hand. He asks us, have we been baptized? Asks us, do we believe? And then say, whosoever will, let him come. And now we're taking in whatsoever wills. But that's not the biblical way. The biblical
right.
way was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hello, light bulbs. And until we come to a place of true repentance, until we come to the place, praise the Lamb of God, of turning away from and turning Godward and living according to the way the Word of God says for us to live, and embracing that, knowing that if I turn back now, I'm as a dog that returns to its own vomit and eats it up. That's how nasty I am.
Exactly.
That's the word of God. The dog has returned to his own vomit and ate it. That's the word of God. I didn't make that up. Praise the Lamb of God.
That is true.
So if we're going to be the people of God that God desire us to be in this season, praise the Lamb of God, then the church is going to have to take a stance, but it has to take a stance with an understanding that we love everybody.
Right.
But the preaching is not altered for nobody. I don't care what you come in here as. You coming in here to repent. You come in here to be baptized. You come in here to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. God has made the salvific plan of salvation easy enough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
No matter your condition, no matter you Jew, Gentile, homosexual, adulterer, liar, thief, whatever you are, gambler,
right.
the same word.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Then something has to be set up, some type of trajectory, process has to be set up as these things are monitored and watched. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, it's just like our dress code. We used to say in the old church, sons and daughters, we used to say, you know, you can come to church dressed any way you want to, then after you get saved, we expect to change. Hello, light bulb.
Amen. Amen.
Now it's come any way you want to come, anytime you want to. Anyway, and it don't matter. And that seems to be the attitude of people also.
Yes.
That they come any way they want to. I'm just saying, there's something that's connected to it. But there was a day, once you joined, your dress style changed. You may have came
that
in there
true.
With a dress up on your thigh, but the next time we saw you, it wasn't that way.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs, because the inward change should show on the outside.
Amen.
An inward change of heart should show on the outside. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we got to get back some old principles. Some old principles. Praise the Lamb of God. That will help our society. We got another caller. Let me see, this is, wait a minute, I don't want to miss nobody. Yeah, well, let me see. That's Bertha. Bertha
Hi,
Pruitt.
Prophet, Hi, Prophet Sanders out there.
How are you, Prophetess Bertha?
I am blessed, praise God, I am blessed. But I was just listening at the conversation all day, Prophet, and it is really a powerful conversation. And you said, what does kind of the believers do is to get things back in order. You know, I've been around a lot of different churches, and fellas, I love the fellowship. But one thing I have noticed in all of my years of being in the church, is that the division that's in the body of Christ. Because
yes.
all don't keep the true word of God. Whereas what you might have churches on the west side just paraphrasing, teaching against homosexuality and the sins as according to the word of God. Then you might have some on the south and the east side teaching against what you're teaching. So the body of Christ as a whole has to come together in oneness and unity, as you said, with one accord, teaching the true word of God and doing it in the spirit of love. Because the word of God said, love is kind of our journey. God loves all souls. But the body of Christ needs to come together as one, in oneness and in unity, and teach the same gospel as they did in the days of old. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And that, and teach it in love. Because so many are falling astray because some churches are accepting the sins. Come here as long as you pay your tithes. You live any kind of way you want to, as long as you pay your tithes. And that's not the will of God.
That's not the will of God for our lives.
Amen.
That is true. But the first part you said is going to take a miracle that's greater than changing water into wine to bring the churches together, because the average church, in, especially just like if you just take the city of Detroit, is an autonomy of its own. In other words, it's not ruled by a governing body. Even if it's a right. member of Full Gospel or of a member of the National Baptist Convention or Progressive or any other, the Wolverines, whatever you want to call it, whatever convention it is, the church still is a power of its own. The mm-hmm. denomination, no heads, have no power in that church.
That's right.
So to bring them all
Jesus.
Together, praise the Lord, God would take a miracle within itself, because
Each
pastor can do what he wants to do in his own church.
That's true.
And teach what he wants to teach in his own church. They have no accountability unless
mm-hmm.
they are under somebody, a shepherd who has made them accountable to him. But the president of that organization is that they're not accountable to him. They can go in and do what they want to do.
That's right.
So that would take a miracle within itself to bring the entire body. But the thing about it is this that you touched on, Bertha, is the teaching of truth, the teaching of the of not what we want, what God wants. See, if
right.
you take a fellow like me who I'm over 50, and the tradition I came out of. Put them all on a boat, send them over to an island, and let all of them live on Gilligan's Island together. That, you know, okay, that's what y'all want to do. That's the way we'll handle this. Put them all on a boat, send them to Gilligan's Island. They do whatever they want to on that island. You come off the island, you die. Stay over there on the island with all the rest of the people that's like you.
That's
right. I am a called prophet. I am a man of God. I have been converted. I've been forgiven of my sins. And so, therefore,
right.
I must see through the eyes of Christ, and not what I want, not my will, but your will be done. And the
that's
will
right.
of God is to give every person an opportunity to be reconciled.
That's
and we
right.
must understand that as believers and stop infringing what we don't like and what we believe and what we feel over against what God has said.
Exactly.
Right.
Not to lean in on.
Hello, Lightbug. I'm talking to everybody
yes.
now. What God has said
right.
is the Lamb of God.
Yes,
and
right.
that should take precedent over everything. You know,
yeah,
it's
man.
Like coming in the house with your brothers and sisters, and you don't feel like that your little sister should have the remote, but daddy gave it to her and told
right.
her, you watch what you want to today. They always watching what they want you watch. Well, the power was given to her by the Father. So we
right.
must look at the power of God, the word of God, who has called us, who church it is, and who people it is. And if he said, whosoever will, let them come, then we must let them come to be changed.
That's right.
Amen. Right.
Let them come to be converted.
Right.
That's right.
That they may become life changers.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
We cannot reject people just because we don't want them here and we don't like them. It's not your church.
Right.
It's not your house.
So
your church. It's not your house.
Jesus.
God's house.
That's
and we must come to grips with that, that we are the forgiving community. We are the love community.
Yeah,
praise the Lamb of God.
That's what we need to preach is love.
Hallelujah. And so therefore, we must teach this same love in our homes, teach acceptance without assimilation.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs. I can accept becoming like you. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's without assimilation. I don't have to become like you, praise the Lamb of God, because I love you. That does not make me have to be made out of the same fabric that you made out of. No, it doesn't. We can sit down at the same table and eat, drink, and be merry, and I can leave the table being who I am and what I am. I know the man that I am, and I don't have no homophobic tendencies. I don't freak out when homosexuals are around me because I know me.
Amen.
I know who I am.
You belong to.
Mm-hmm. Hello, light bulb. I know the man that I am. And so, therefore, we must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of recognizing the love that God offered us, that saved us, must be the same love that's offered to them in order for them to be saved. And that shouldn't go with any wavering. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, all this other foolishness, and I said right here on the radio, I ain't marrying no homosexuals. They can put me in jail, under the jail, and back in jail. And they can put me on top of the jail. It makes me no difference. I ain't marrying you. They can put it in every law in the world. I ain't marrying you. You can't make me do it. You can't open my mouth and make me do it. I'm not doing it.
Amen.
I tell President Obama, I'm not doing it. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not doing it. Because it is against the law of God. God made Adam and Eve, and he joined the union of a man and a woman. That's throughout Scripture. Ain't nowhere in the Bible or two women married. So don't ask me to do it. I'm not doing it.
I know that's right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Take your money and perish. I don't care how much you got. I don't want your money.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. All money.
I'm going to have a soul going to see Jesus when I leave here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you can put me in jail for 90 days. That's all right. I can do it. I'll handle it. I come out all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. And probably write me a new epistle while I'm in there. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right. All right. We must take a stand, though, Lamb of God, on truly. The problem with believers is we don't believe nothing. We say we believe it, but we don't believe nothing. If you believe God, then it is life. It is what you live by. It's what you go by. Praise the Lamb of God. It's what you go by. It's what controls you. It's your disciplinary act. It's all of this. The Word of God is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We didn't mean to talk on this topic, but it emerged, praise the Lamb of God, and I thought it deemed it necessary for us to talk about this while it was on here because our children are so precious. They're precious gifts. And you must now take your home, make your home a school.
Amen.
Hello, mama. Hello, daddy. Your home must become a school now that you teach behind the teacher.
Yes, right.
Come on, talk to me. Amen. Your home must be from the school that you go on the schoolyard in your child's mind and see what they thinking.
That's right.
How they dealing with this new mess that's being presented to them.
Jesus.
You must be the pastor of your own house.
That's right.
You must be the shepherd in your house.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. We got another caller. Error code 248.
Hey, Prophet, this is Divine. My son, Daniel, I think he might be still on the phone. He had called me. He wanted to call me in for prayer. And I know he said he was walking into practice, so maybe, I don't know if he can hear you or not at all. But he's in a school in North Carolina, and he wants prayer. He was randomly given a drug test today. He's doing really good in school. He didn't understand why. And I think he has some concerns. And he's not really my child to ask for prayer or they will call in or anything. So I kind of chased you a few times because it's, like, rare. And I just wanted to know if you all would, you know, be in agreement and you just pray as the Spirit leads you, Prophet. And his son Sam is here. He can hear you.
Now, who is calling me for prayer?
Daniel. He's on the three-way call with me.
Okay.
Maybe he have walked in practice, but he can still hear you on speakerphone, I think.
All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's go to prayer. We'll just pray for him right now. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory, and we thank you in this hour for your ear being lent to us. And I know you hear all things, yes, God, because you live in me. Hallelujah. You live in your children. And we bless you today for your holiness, for your presence, and for that we have engaged in this far. Father, we come on behalf of Daniel. We come on behalf of Sam. We come on behalf of our children, Father, our young people. Hallelujah. And I know that your hand is upon them because they yet breathe. I know, hallelujah, your hand is upon them because provision is made for them. I thank you, Father, for your great grace, hallelujah, that rests upon them even now. And I pray, Father, that you would move mightily in their lives, hallelujah, that they may rise up and become the men of God that you have ordained for their lives. I pray, Father, hallelujah, yes, God, that even as tests have been tested, that all will be well and that joy will be across the face and the heart of Daniel, oh God, and that all things will be made new. I pray for Samuel, our Father, strengthen his limbs. I pray that you would restore his body and cause him, oh God, to be able to stand in his high places. Strengthen him now, Father, but yet let him walk in humility with wisdom, with understanding, hallelujah, making the right choices that the right results can come. I bless you now in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb.
God,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
So,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah. Now, what I want to do, praise the Lamb of God, what I want to do these last 15 minutes here, praise, is to go into prayer for our churches now. We talked about our church. We talked about how we need to position our churches so that our churches can understand, praise the Lamb of God, what God needs us to be so that people can be saved. We cannot isolate anyone, praise the Lamb of God, from the salvation. That we cannot do, praise the Lamb of God. However, the monitoring must be made, and I think it's high time that our that our men in our churches awake out of sleep, and that our women in our churches awake out of sleep, and a monitoring should go on of what's happening among us. Yes. Excuse me. What's happening among us so that, praise the Lamb of God, these type of things will not be festering in our churches, so that we won't have, praise the Lamb of God, yeah, so that we won't have these type of, activity going on within the church house. And we know, nobody has to say, well, Pastor, you know it's there. Yes, I know that many of the musicians and many choir directors and directorates and even in the pulpit preaching, that there are, hallelujah, those who practice homosexuality. Praise the Lamb of God. I've heard it, praise the Lamb of God, more than once. I've discerned it more than once. The Spirit has spoken to me more than once. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, tell you something, and you might not appreciate this today, but when you really get to know God, you will. I'll tell you this right now. Be very careful how you handle, praise the Lamb of God, the people within the church that's in leadership. You may put your hands on one of God's prophets, or one of God's positioned persons that is struggling with something that God is helping them through. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Very careful. Yes. It's best for you to walk away than for you to put your hands and your mouth all over them. Because you may do damage to the church scattering the flock, and there's a lot of people who are not attending no church right now because somebody had to jump up and attack the pastor in public and put rumors and all of that all through the church.
Right.
Keep your mouth shut. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
And the best thing for you to do, if you so got so much boldness, pray and sit down with your pastor and talk to him.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
Sit down and talk to the pastor. I need to make an appointment with you. And sit down and talk to him and say, Reverend, now I'm just going to be honest with you. What's going on shouldn't be happening. And everybody is getting wind of this. You're about to destroy this ministry. I had a lady last night tell me that her pastor got his girlfriend in the choir, and their church is slowly tearing up, and he ain't even aware that the people know that that's his girlfriend. And I said, why haven't you went and talked to your pastor? Oh, we not that close. I said, then he shouldn't be your pastor. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
You ain't close enough to your pastor to talk to him about the good of the church?
Jesus.
Then what kind of member are you?
Right.
All right. I'm just keeping it real. You can pay your money there. You can go there for years, and you ain't close enough. How many years you been going there? 12 years.
Mm.
And you ain't close enough to your pastor to talk to him? Something wrong with your relationship. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, we want to pray for our churches. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to do this myself.
Amen.
I feel good myself to pray this.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
I want to do this because, oh, yes, God. Yes. Yes, God, I'm going to pray this prayer. Hallelujah, Father. I give you praise, oh God. I give you praise. I thank you, Father, for this conversation. Yes, God. Ah, God, thank you that your word is real to us. We bless you today. Yes, God. Today, Father, we come on behalf of the men and women that lead your people. Yes, Lord. We come on behalf of your children that you call sheep. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, ah, God, we're living in perilous times. We're living in dark days. We're living in times, oh God, that we never dreamt would be.
Jesus.
Ah, Father, the lust of the flesh, is all around us.
Yes, God.
Father, in Jesus' mighty name, temptation is at an all-time high. Oh, Father, laws are being made to silence the voice of your prophets, your prophetess that lead your people. Laws are being made to force us to do what you commanded us not to do. Oh, but I know you care. And I know you're a prayer-hearing God.
Yes, God.
Father, in Jesus' name, look today. Ah, Father, on our churches. Look today, Father, on your
yes,
church.
God.
Oh, God, help us, Father,
yes,
to discern
God.
Right from wrong.
Thank
help
you,
us,
Jesus.
Father. To use
yes,
your word
God.
As our gauge.
Yes, God.
Help us to embrace the unlovable. The rejected. The hurt. The wounded. The scarred and the marred. For such you came and bled for.
Yes, God.
Such you came and died for. Such
yes,
were we. Hallelujah. When you snatched us out the fire. Father,
yes.
In Jesus' name, somebody needs you now. Somebody
Jesus.
Needs you, oh God, to call their
yes.
name afresh. Somebody needs you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. To draw out the lifeline. They're drifting
yes,
away. Somebody needs you, God, to open
yes,
their
God.
Eyes to the sense of their doings. The church
yes,
needs you to awaken us out of sleep, to allow
yes,
us to behold the whiteness of the harvest. Oh, God, let your spirit move in your church, oh, God. Let
yes,
your spirit
Jesus.
Move on the altars of the shepherd's hearts. Oh, God. That we reject no man out of hatred.
Yes,
that we do reject no woman out of our lifestyle.
Yes,
oh,
God.
Father. But that we love them. You love them. That we witness to them according to your word. That we preach the gospel of repentance. The gospel of your kingdom to them. That their lives may be transformed. But we need your power. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the gifts. We need miracles, signs, and wonders to shock them into belief.
Yes, God.
We need you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
To do again what you did before. Revive us. Revive us, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. Oh God, today, empower us. From on high, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Save the day. The good
yes,
most,
God.
The most. Save that homosexual. Save the
yes,
day, oh God. Save that adulterer. Save that liar. Save the day, oh God. Oh, Father, you're God by yourself. Do it for us. Do it for your great name's sake. Do it for your holy name's sake. Do it, God. And we give your name praise. We give your name honor. We give your name glory. In a name that's above every name.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
the
God.
Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The
Thank
Son
you,
of the
Jesus.
Living God. We ask these
Jesus.
Prayers. We ask these prayers.
Thank you,
in
Jesus'
mighty name.
Yes,
Hallelujah. God. And amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a wonderful show this has been. I have enjoyed and been employed by the show today. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. I'm very serious. I'm very serious. I have been enjoyed and been employed by the show and challenged of God when it comes down to the subject matter. We must, boy, oh, dear boy, we must come to a place, people,
Thank you, Jesus.
Of feeling, sensing, understanding the heart of God. Hallelujah. And the love that he has in kind. We must understand that even before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he showed mercy. He showed compassion. Even before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he showed compassion. Praise the Lamb of God. He showed it by allowing Abraham to go forth and seek out, praise the Lamb of God, righteous people within the city. And even after he found none, he still sent the angels in and saved Lot because of Abraham and his children, his daughters. God is merciful. Let us show mercy. God is kind and long-suffering. Let us be kind and long-suffering. My God, my God. God is self-controlled. Let us use his spirit to have control of ourselves. Blessed be God today. I love you all. Praise God. New week starts. Praise the Lamb of God. And hopefully all of you will meet me. Praise the Lamb of God at the top of the week on Tuesday. Hallelujah. And I pray that your weekend be blessed and that you do something different this weekend as you go about loving on those around you. Praise the Lamb of God. Sharing time with your family and your loved ones. And don't forget, go to church this weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. Find a church home to go to. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you who are part of PSM, Truth Christian Assembly, hallelujah. Don't forget to make your tithes, your donations there at PSMINTL.org. Go to the website, Praise the Lamb of God, and make your donation today. Prophet, love you. I bless you. I have faith in God that a greater you is being made brand new.
Away. The sunshine is here to stay.